Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just real quickly, did you know that there's a case in Michigan right now in which the federal court is going to be asked to grant a judgment striking down the city of Lansing from being able to shut out Country Mill Farms from the local farmers markets? And why? Because the owners disagree with them on something. Let's get more information on this. Kate Anderson is back with us. She's a senior counsel at the ADF, and she was just with us a couple of weeks ago talking about another important case. But Kate, it's always good to have you. Tell us the backstory to Country Mill Farms. What's going on there?
Yes, well, Country Mill had been participating in a farmer's market in East Lansing for about 7 years. They were a valued part of that market where they sold their organic apples to everyone. But they received a question on their Facebook page about their beliefs on marriage. This is a Catholic family, and so they gave an honest answer to what's a difficult question in our culture today. City officials in East Lansing saw that answer and were very unhappy with it. They immediately began targeting the family, asking them to leave the market. Ultimately, they created a brand new rule for the market that they then used specifically to exclude Steve Tennis and his family from participating in the market in the future.
What does the rule look like? How does it work?
They basically took their public accommodation law, their city non-discrimination law, a law that Steve had always complied with, and extended it out to reach conduct and beliefs that Steve expressed on his own farm, which is actually 22 miles outside of the city. And then they interpreted his statement of his beliefs about marriage as discrimination, which is really silly because he serves everyone. But as a Catholic, he stated his beliefs about marriage, and that has nothing to do with who he serves. This is a pretty egregious case where we're seeing a non-discrimination law be used to target a person because of their beliefs.
That's why I wanted you to explain it, because you had to twist everything into a pretzel to get to the point where he was violating some ordinance, and they literally had to do that. They extended 22 miles. They had to take his Facebook. They had to bring in his personal. They had to do all of this stuff to then say he was doing something wrong in his business. And please tell me, Kate, that you guys weren't even needed, that ADF didn't need to come to their aid, that the courts in Michigan were just going to so naturally side with the family that they were just going to have no problem with this whatsoever.
Well, we would hope so, but the city of East Lansing has aggressively defended their position that they can use their public accommodation law to target Steve and his family because of their beliefs about marriage. Fortunately, a federal judge agreed with us at the very early stages of the case and ordered East Lansing to allow the Tennises to keep coming to the market while the case was being fully litigated. But as we fully litigated the case, the city has continued to maintain their position and spoken out very hostily towards the Catholic belief about marriage that is shared by millions around the country and around the world. They specifically said that they wanted that belief to change, that applying enough pressure should change that. And one witness even testified that she wanted Steve Tennis's beliefs to change. So that's what we're looking at there, and that's something that should be concerning even to people who don't agree with Steve on marriage. Government shouldn't tell people what to believe or try to change their beliefs.
Sure. If the shoe were on the other foot and the farmer's market was run by all Catholics and there was a gay couple that wanted to come and open a stand and they somehow created a situation where they said, well, because you don't agree with this, we're not going to allow you to operate here. Kate, there'd be a holy hell to pay. I mean, you'd see no end to the fire and brimstone that would be coming out of government if all things being equal were exactly the opposite.
Right. And we should respect each other's beliefs. And we've seen that play out in Steve Tennis's business. He treats everyone with respect and dignity. He hires people from every background, including the LGBT community. He has customers from all different beliefs and backgrounds. And he works with other businesses that are part of the LGBT community, their owners, or any other community. There's certainly nothing in his actions that would indicate that he has any ill will towards anybody because of their beliefs or because of the way they choose to live their life.
The Tennises are grateful to have the Alliance Defending Freedom working on their side. But, friends, there are so many of these cases. You've heard me identifying them over the last number of weeks that Kate and others have joined us to talk about instance after instance in which sometimes they don't have the resources to be able to defend themselves. And, Kate, it is the strategy of some of these municipalities and states and other people to wrap these families up in so much legal red tape and cost that they just give up the fight. Sometimes they think if we just get them, you know, hogtied, so to speak, they won't be able to do it. So it really is vital that the ADF is there and can come to their aid without charge.
Certainly, and we do see cities and states aggressively pursue people on this, bringing many threats. There's no criminal penalties in this case, but we do have other cases where criminal penalties are threatened if people continue to fight on these issues for their beliefs.
That's just wrong. And friends, it's one of the reasons why a couple of months ago I started saying you need to step up and help support the ADF. You can do that online by going to yourfreedomfund.org, yourfreedomfund.org. But you can also call this number, 800-569-1559, and make a financial gift to help keep ADF going. Kate, you've been with ADF for a while, and you're one of the senior counsel there. Is the religious freedom issue dying down, or is it more intense of a battle than ever before?
It's certainly more intense, and we're seeing it fought largely in the small business realm. Businesses are being threatened in what they can do and what their owners can believe. And that's where we're seeing the fight right now. And it's certainly heating up. You've seen several Supreme Court cases come out on some of these issues recently, including the Masterpiece Cake Shop case on behalf of Baker Jack Phillips last year. And so we're very grateful to all of those that make it possible for us to do this work.
Yeah, and you can help them continue to do this important work, friend, if you call 800-569-1559 or go online to yourfreedomfund.org. The truth is, friend, you're listening today, you may not think you'll ever need ADF's help, but at some point in time, if you have to stand up and say, no, this is what I believe, they'll be there to fight for you as well. Yourfreedomfund.org, 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 or 800-569-1559. Kate Anderson, thank you so much. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.